let's just be honest for a little while. Let's be honest for a little tiny bit here in the grand fucking scheme of things, okay? Let's just be honest. Let's sum up. Let's tell my parents what we really wanted to think, because they're long gone. I'm sick of their ghost fucking talking to me. Let me tell you that. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry I was a failure. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry my grande latte wasn't the right flavor. I'm sorry I was 15 minutes late for my fucking potty break from my cubicle. I'm sorry about that. I really am. You know, it makes me feel really bad that my multi-syllable middle management motherfuckers are going to be coming on to me, telling me that I didn't quite make my quota or my statement or any of that fucking shit. I hate it. I hate that crap. I've had it with that shit, you know? And I'm out of smokes. My fucking coffee fund has run low because it's $6 for a fucking venti size. Don't you feel all guilty about that? Don't you feel slightly bad? I mean, come on, man. It's a coffee bean. What the hell? I don't even get it. I don't even understand, but that's okay. I got the solution. When the going gets tough, the tough goes cyclic.
Those tones were a lot more musical. 2345678 on a touch-tone phone compared to the same thing on these tones.
I'm tired of bouncers being bitches.
Telecom fraud is on the rise.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to hacksaw you with those dirty boxers? Oh, baby, baby, how can I clean your undies without any Clorox or Coder is a fucking newbie, and I know he's gay because he blew me. Yeah, he's gay. My lagginess is killing me, and I must confess, I stole your webkey. When I'm not freaking, I'm hacking shit. Press number sign. Hit the pound key one more time.
All I gotta say is thanks to X for the intro. Later.
All right, bitches.
Oh, party's over.
The fucking hacking up radio shit, and I'm Goater, and fuck those noobs. They're kind of the back host, and they're gonna try and fucking make fun of me all day, and I don't give a fuck because yeah.
And I just feel hand sanitizer on my tummy.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Living Dead. Anyway,
hey, buddy.
Yeah. Haven't been on the air in like fucking a year and a half. I'm recording, shut up. And this is episode fucking 16, and yeah, we got shit to talk about, I guess. Maybe.
Wait, did we just have a baby join?
Is someone down?
Oh, wait, that's Living Dead.
We're gonna fucking, like, waste an hour of their life.
So? No?
The two people that download it obviously have no lives, so they don't care.
Did we start yet? I mean, you and Coder?
We're gonna be the only people that download it.
I'm not gonna download it.
He's gonna download
it. I was live on this thing.
I'm not wasting bandwidth on this bullshit.
Fuckers.
Oh, crap. Once I get bandwidth.
Alright. Crack. Alright, I'm going to
throw it back in the oven for
every 15 minutes, Coder drops and has to dial back in, and
okay,
due to
technical
reasons, we get hold music while he drops.
Why
does he drop every 15 minutes? Because he's too lazy to dial a number direct and goes through some crazy fucking redirect.
This is fucking leak. Coder, you have to explain how you're doing this and where to get the list of numbers.
Yeah. Tell us how you go through your shady in-betweens.
All right. As soon as I come back from my banana party, I'll explain.
No, man.
You're
okay.
Going to have a banana party?
So there's
yeah,
a service.
Yeah, I'm going to have a big ass banana party. It's going to be great.
There's a service.
Is it going to have a banana phone?
Area
code. Alright, yeah.
What's
right,
your
right.
area code?
There's pardon?
What's your area code?
I'm in southern
517.
Michigan.
So pretty much all of Michigan area is going to benefit from listening for 5 seconds.
Right, alright. There's this, I think there's a service out there. It's in Michigan. They have a lot of local, regular
okay,
direct and redial numbers.
This is
going to
take probably about 3 minutes. Sorry, my bad.
What?
Come on.
Anyway, they have a
keep
bunch
going.
Of direct and redial numbers in Michigan. And it's a service that acts as a, I think they'll get VoIP trunks on an exchange or what have you. At any rate,
where do you get the numbers from?
Google. I don't have the direct link.
It's at voipinfo.org.
I remember
VoIPinfo.
The local number for me. And what it'll do is you can select your city in Michigan or look up your city and it'll give you the direct number or a number similar, whatever. You're going to have to go through your local calling plan and all that shit to figure out what's local to you. And you can dial this number up and it'll ask you for an extension. Now you can enter any free rural dial-up number into it. For I'm connecting to Crack's PBX right now off of his free will dial-up number. I just entered that extension into the prompt and press pound, and it connects me. Now, the only restriction is it has a 15...
Which, by the way, is 682713.
Exactly. Now, the only restriction is that it's got a 15-minute timer, but it's a local call from my location to the number. I'm not going to get real technical, but it's a local call for me, so I really don't care if I have to call back every 15 minutes. Now, when I dial into the actual service, what's really cool is instead of, where was I? Instead of dialing a free will dial-up number, you can actually get into a conference by dialing 00, and you can... You know, it's a standard asterisk meet me conference, so there's a whole bunch of rooms and stuff. Now, I'm not sure if it networks in the entire state or if each conference is specific to the direct and or dial number you actually place your call to, but at any rate, that's what that's all about. And that's how I'm getting into the PBX right now.
All right, and a little extra info. The service is called Telesthetic. That's TELESTETIC. And that's www.voip-info.org, wiki-telesthetic. There's a list of about 50, maybe 90 Michigan numbers. And you can get access to IXTEL, which is 700, SIP phone, 747, SIP phone conference, which is 222, free world dial-up, and SIP broker by dialing star XXX. The conference bridge is 00, followed by the four-digit conference number, and Telesthetic is normally a service that you would pay $6.95 to $7.95 per month when you sign up for a 12-month contract. That includes loop charges, unlimited bandwidth, and all necessary routing equipment to get you going. It's shit. Use it for free.
Yeah, I like it really well. It works nice. One thing I am
well,
one thing I am going to mention because you're fucking interrupting me is that if you're going to call like this PBX or whatever, you're gonna want to find some means of blocking at least your caller ID because it does pass.
Which is like what *67?
Yeah.
And Oreo has a MySpace thing to talk about.
Yeah, it's pretty gay. Actually, it's really, really gay. I don't know what it's called. It was on Dig, like, a week and a half ago. But Walmart has a
that's
service.
That's DIGG.com.
Yes, DIGG.com. And, hold on, let me see if I can find it. And I have not found it.
Alright, well, you're looking for that. What are the downfalls of using Telesthetic Oreo? Or Coder?
Besides the fact that it does pass your caller ID if you don't block it, and besides the 15-minute timer, there aren't too many, except they do have pre-rules, they do have issues when connecting to FWD at times. It's a pretty reliable system, but like anything, it's going to go down at some point, so.
Have you tried to beat the 15-minute limit?
No, I haven't really got there yet. I'm going to at some point. I haven't really, you know, I've been busy, so. I'm going to try to beat that at some point or another.
Alright, remind me later on in our radio show to see if I can spoof a number to Telesthetic and have it pass like a 6.
They're probably using asterisk absolute timeout to cut you off.
So how could you change it so that it doesn't record the time the call begins?
You can't.
Well, you could hack into the system and change the
clock. The only way to do that would be to make the call not,
supervised?
Yeah, supervised.
But it would have to be
except
not supervised by asterisks because it's an absolute timeout. So what if you called when they were doing a... So what is it called? Eastern?
You can't have it not supervised. If it doesn't supervise, then it doesn't
it won't
answer.
It never can call, yeah.
What would happen
if it's not going to be listening for digits if it's not answered?
So absolute timeout is also not going
to... What you're going to have to do is find the back door in there.
So, does it cut you off if you go into the conference coder?
I haven't tried it yet because nobody will... Yeah, I don't know anyone. I mean, I haven't really got anyone into the conference.
He has no friends.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but if I call up a number that is in my area, and you call up a number that's in your area, and we join a conference like 00, and then we enter our 4-digit conference number being the same, can we stay talking for longer than 15 minutes?
I'm not sure how that works. Again, as I said, I don't know if the conferences are specific to each access number, or if they're networked over the entire system.
Probably networked. They wouldn't use different contexts for each one.
No, you can.
It's probably all one contact.
You enter the 4-digit conference.
It's probably all one box.
So yeah, it's.
Well, it's definitely all one box, but. Or a cluster of boxes, but
well, they might
it's
separate.
Probably all the same content.
They might separate Upper Michigan and Lower Michigan.
Yeah.
Did they have a dedicated website?
Yeah, it's telesthetic.com. If you want information about it, it says contact JRL at telesthetic.com.
So for all our listeners, send him an email. Tell him that Coder365 is trying to hack sort his machine.
Yeah. How do you...
In the 1980s, my mom did telesthetics.
Okay.
How do you spell it again, correct?
TELESTHETIC.
The only way to really bypass this timer would probably be to find a back door, so they maybe they don't have timers for certain caller IDs, or there's some secret menu or something to get past that. But I doubt you can actually stop a timer.
Huh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Live and Dead, this radio show is being recorded at a bit rate of 8,000, so anything you say is just going to sound like a bunch of squeaking.
Doesn't it already?
Like on Charlie Brown when the adults talk. It's just going to be like...
Yeah. All right.
Why don't you resample your voice at a lower bit rate? Maybe you wouldn't sound like a girl.
All right. You go to school yourway.walmart.com, and it's like MySpace. It's supposedly like a social networking thing for people.
None of the people there are real.
Yeah. And they're telling kids how instead of, like, going to MySpace and seeing how everyone has Abercrombie and American Eagle wallpapers and everything, how Walmart clothes are cool, and how they can wear their Walmart clothes and be as cool as the kids that have MySpaces with Abercrombie wallpapers. But it's super lame. And their videos that
I
start
get
as soon
my
as you go to
clothes at Jmart.
Actually, that's a good... I'm glad you brought that up, Oreo, because the kids actually...
He shops there.
The kids actually believe it. That's the thing.
What kids?
Who,
well,
Lou and the other three people on here that have videos?
Some shit on a website, I'd believe it, too.
Your kids, Jimmy. They believe it.
No, they don't.
Jimmy's kids aren't old enough to talk.
Because I've told them before, your fucking Walmart clothes will fucking fall apart.
But it's called the Hub School Your Way, and it's like MySpace, supposedly. You can make a page and add friends and all that, but it's really stupid, so don't go there.
Speaking of Walmart, I was in Walmart today. And, Oreo,
that's amazing.
Shut up, X. Oreo, you and I were chatting earlier, and you seemed to say you were in Walmart as well, were you not?
Yes, I went to Walmart today. I forgot.
Okay. And in that Walmart, did they have these little banner fire propaganda bullshit things hanging from the ceiling that advertise the same school your way bullshit?
I guess I don't stare at the ceiling when I'm in Walmart, but maybe.
You're totally ruining my point. But at any rate, in my particular Walmart, they had this billboard type thing hanging from the ceiling.
What kind of fucking retard looks at the ceiling at Walmart?
I don't put it. They're hanging low enough where you notice that. Anyway.
That's if you didn't have any friends to talk to at the time.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so these billboards had this school your way, or whatever the fuck it is. And this one had a particular cell phone. And I don't know. It was somebody. They're trying to be cool to college kids because they had someone texting someone that said, meet me after class and I'll show you my new phone. And they're advertising Nokia something or other. And, like, the text was in shorthand. And yeah. It was really stupid because what Walmart is trying to do there is they're trying to advertise to not only the college, but more of the high school and more of the teenage population, the adolescent.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Are you still there? Is your connection still fine?
Yeah.
Alright, explain how X is talking to us for free.
Wait, hold on. I'm breaking up now.
So, right now, X is connected over a POTS line to Oreo's laptop, which is running a Skype conference. Skype is giving free long-distance calls from North America to North America.
To so the end of the year.
Yeah.
At and least, then, anyway.
So Oreo has one connection.
But they give you a DID, too?
No.
I got it correct.
So how did he call from a POTS line, then?
No, Oreo called him. Let me explain. So what we did is, see, what happened is X had a storm come through the other day, and the lightning kind of knocked out his internet and shit, so he couldn't use his bonnet or anything like that. So what we did is we took Oreo's laptop, he already had Skype on it, we connected one connection to a POTS line that X is on, another connection to this PBX, unplugged, I'm not sure if Oreo unplugged the speaker or the mic or whatever, so we wouldn't get any feedback. And then Oreo called in on his main box into here on Free World Dialogue. So that's how X is bridged into here.
That's why X sounds like shit.
Yeah.
And
but
everybody else is coming through clear. Because fucking...
Fuck you.
Skype is shit.
Because I'm uploading... No, it's because of my FTP transaction right now. It should be better in a few minutes. The laptop is super crappy. Oh,
party!
Party!
That's
I've
the telephone.
Well, I got the bacon.
Pass the mashed potatoes, please.
We love you, Coder. Alright. The reason the
party's
music
over.
Comes on.
Welcome back.
Is because we've got two conferences bridged together. Coder and I, Crack, are in the one conference recording, bridged in with the public conference where Jimmy, Livin, Oreo
are.
Yeah. So we originally started recording Hacknip, but
basically, I know this probably sounds all shitty and laggy, but so basically what's happening is when I talk to Coder, I'm going through, one, Verizon, two, Skype, three, IP call, four, Free World, five, the normal conference, and then six, the other conference, seven, Telesthetics, and then, 8, Verizon again.
Holy fuck.
Isn't that sexy?
I wonder if there's a
and
lot
Coder
of...
And Coder still takes the ass.
You were saying, Crack.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just sitting here listening to you fuckers trying to do a radio show.
You were saying that how we have the recording shit while the on-hold music comes on.
Oh yeah, so when I'm the only one in the conference, the hold music kicks in, and the hold music is kicking in because of that 15-minute drop that Coder is restricted to.
Yeah. And if
how many layers of connection are there between X and UCoder then? There's 12?
Eight.
There's eight.
Yeah, but remember it's IP
call. Eight if you count the two conferences.
Yeah, but you're forgetting Free World to IP call, IP call to Asterix, Asterix.
Why are you doing IP call to Free World?
Some of them I IP call, there's a few IP calls that I have going through Free World, and some of them that don't go through Free World. some of them are direct IP, some of them are free world. Because you can do fun things with it that way.
So anyway, there's anywhere between half a dozen and a dozen different layers between X and I.
Cool.
So we're right on the free to show you two three ways and two conferences.
How much time is left in your upload, Oreo?
Like a minute.
What are you uploading?
Doom 2.
Who's got the fucking echo?
That's,
I don't know.
VoIP feedback. As soon as Oreo's done his upload, it'll be done.
Then I get to download it. It's going to be so much fun.
So, yeah, I'm kind of sick of this whole recording shit. I guess we're done.
Oh, coder dropped. Everybody party.
What is that music?
That's from Scarface, the soundtrack.
Oh, is that the other conference?
Yeah.
You've got to make it the Take On Me song.
And the show
what?
Continues.
Anyway, I'll listen
or
to that later.
There's on the whole music every time you leave.
Are you serious?
Shut up, Code.
Yeah, and it's recorded.
Party!
Party!
Dance!
Oh, where's the shish kebab?
Horrible 80s, you dead!
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden the Bang Bus before?
Pardon?
Have you ever ridden the Bang Bus before?
No, I've ridden the community bus, but not the Bang Bus.
I used to drive
you're
the
not
Bang
cool.
Bus.
The community bus?
Best 3 years of my life, man.
15 minutes.
Welcome to the party.
Party.
I got the marshmallows. Oreo, hand me some potato salad.
Alright.
Is that salt
and pepper? Jimmy, you want some more mashed potatoes?
So that's the 15
minutes. I don't know what the fuck he thinks he's doing. This is my radio show now.
Yeah, but the music doesn't stop.
I'm serious. I'm fucking downloading this audio and using it before he does.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is copyright X64. You all acknowledge that, right?
No.
Living Dead, you can fucking leave.
Hey man, it's all about the yayo.
Yayo.
Okay, Coder just called back. He's floating around in the PBX. Like
like on a cloud. He's floating around on cloud 9.
Alright, calm down. The party's
over. And we're back.
I had a merger with your wife. We made your three kids that you have now, but really, they're not your three kids, and you're not the dad. You're Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, thank God.
I thought it was cool to have a diaper and a bottle in 1989, because that's when I was born.
Oh,
I was a baby. I was a baby.
I was copying porn on the floppy disks.
I don't believe I was masturbating before you were born.
I'm still hardcore. I used to copy porn onto reel-to-reel.
Old.
In the summer of 1970, I was off to summer camp, where there really weren't any phones to play with. But, being the little trickster that I was, and, in looking back in retrospect, something I shouldn't have done, was that I just happened to locate the telco can that serves the summer camp, and I busted the darned thing open. Well, what I saw inside confused me. Now keep in mind, I was only 14 at the time, and I had no telephone experience. Well, short of hacksawing the entire phone system. It was then that I made a makeshift beige box with some paper clips, speaker wire, popsicle sticks, and 3 fig Newtons. I used the beige box to seize a loop start trunk off the TNI and dial pulse up my good friend Captain Crunch. He sent me some MFs over the phone, and I recorded them with my Play School tape recorder. Using these few parts, I began to control all of the camp's incoming and outgoing traffic. I built little toggle switches that grounded out payphones so that we could always get our quarters back. I was the telephony master. I began rerouting trunks, making up dial codes, absorbing digits, and cutting through selectors. I was doing it all. I was the telephone pimp of my summer camp. No one could cut through a selector just like me. I could absorb those digits repeatedly, I could absorb them once, and I could cut them through to a connector trunk faster than you can say Eureka's castle on crack.
Oh, that's so cute!
But all good things come to an end, and in the fall of 1970, I was on my way back home to Long Island. But on the way, since we weren't taking an airplane, I stopped at a little startup called Oxford, New Jersey. It was there that I received my first blowjob, and my first taste of pussy. I'll go into further detail on this in the next section. How I Became a Phone Pimp, Part 3. The recordings you've heard were from various portions of 1969 through 1973, edited only where it would bring out the applicable nature of the essence of the conveyance of the answer. And as always, this is Evan Doorbell 9.3 signing off.